I want to take this opportunity to respond to just a couple of issues in the news today. And one of them is something that I've been centrally focused on. It's a crime in Jamaica and the role of the neophyte agency INDICOM, and in particular, the INDICOM leadership vis-a-vis Terrence Williams and Hamish Campbell, the British police officer in Jamaica, to advise and pretty much dictate how our country should be policed. I want to just roll out some numbers because INDICOM and Terrence Williams and his second in command, Hamish Campbell, continue to mislead the Jamaican people about how police officers are operating in a way antithetical to the good of Jamaica, when there is absolutely no evidence to support their claim beyond shooting up figures. And I will get to that and I'll quantify that. But I just wanted to point to two particular issues. I want to first raise for whoever is interested the homicide rate in Jamaica in 2015. There were 1,192 killings in the island of Jamaica. 2014 recorded the lowest, 1,005 in recent times. Now, thus far this year, 2016, murder has increased at a merit clip to the extent of about 20%. This is alarming because what we are also seeing in Jamaica today is that there is killing of tourists, American, Canadian, and wherever they come from. Really doesn't matter anymore. There is no exception to killing them anymore. Now, as I said before, last year, 1,192 homicides in a country of 2.7, 2.8 million people, as against the entire 20 boroughs of London, which averages 171 murders since 1990. 171, with significantly more people than in Jamaica. But I just want to set that aside for right now, because one of the things we hear from Jamaicans who are misguided and comfortable about our crime figures, or who want to create a false parallel or false equivalence when it comes to crime. We look at Chicago, for example, which has the same population of Jamaica, and I might add, pretty much one of America's most violent cities. In 2015, Jamaica recorded 1,192 killings. Chicago had 468 with the same population. Now, I want that to just soak in for a second, but while that is settling into your brains, I also want to disqualify Hamish Campbell's assessment and his moral authority to dictate to Jamaican police and how Jamaican police should function in that highly violent society. First of all, Campbell has no idea about policing in Jamaica. Campbell was a homicide detective. This is a guy who used to go out and clean up after the killings. He's never faced any violence in his career. So I'm a little bit perturbed that this guy could come to Jamaica, join an anti-police organization, and want to dictate to Jamaican police officers how they may face down hardened criminals. Matter of fact, Campbell should never be in the position to talk about policing in Jamaica, because when they run into hardened criminals in the UK, they play hard and they play fast and they play tough. And when they're finished, they deport them to Jamaica to go out and wreak terror on the island. That disqualifies Hamish Campbell in my book. But I want to just go back to his boss, the Napoleonic Terrence Williams, who keep making the argument that there are, despite his own pronouncement, that most of the cases that he has investigated, his agency has investigated, the police are in the right. But here is this guy continuing on this path of demonization of the Jamaican police force. talking about in today's Sunday Gleaner that there are police officers in fact who are involved in 21 incidents. Now, I see Assistant Commissioner of Police Helan Powell responding to that. You know, I'm just going to set aside Helan Powell's comments because, of course, they haven't fully attended to the issues that need to be attended to. But I also want to raise the issue of the police federation, which everybody know how I feel about that. Totally toothless, totally ineffective, totally has no use. Here's the rub. The Jamaican Police Department, and he attacked something, a department that I love, that where I served, and where I served with distinction. And that particularly angers me. Because here is Williams again, impugning the character of the Mobile Reserve, number one, and impugning the character of particular individual police officers who have not faced, who have been involved in fighting crime, have been ruled to be in the clear. And he wants them, they're somehow to be incarcerated or, I don't know, removed from duty. Why? He's talking about one police officer who is involved in 21 shootings. Well, if you're a police officer and you're in a violent country like Jamaica, you guess what? You're going to be involved in shootings because shootings are going to come to you. You don't have to go to it. Now, here's a guy talking about firing a weapon when he's never had to look down the business end of a gun. And this is what pisses me off with this guy. Because here's this guy impugning the character of police officers, talking about police officers even when they're found to be in the clear. Obviously, he's not satisfied with what the rules that are in place to deal with this. So I guess even when police officers are found to be in the clear by his agency, by his aggressive anti-police agency, we should still send these cops to prison. Which tells me that this guy's motives are completely immoral, that this guy has his own agenda, which is something I've been saying since he first came on the scene. And here he is talking that, but since 2015, his team has been pointing to the leadership of the police force, that its members have repeatedly been involved in one way or another in fatal shootings. That's what police officers do, you moron. And if the police force is segmented into groups, different groups, most of these guys don't even never have to fire a gun through their career. They never have to even pull their weapons because they're in positions in the police force where they never do anything. And as it has always been, a small group of police officers who are on the front line. And those officers should know. So when you get called, the Mobile Reserve gets called out, of course they're going to face crime. Of course they're going to face, they're called out when they need to go deal with these difficult situations. What's wrong with them handling their business? What is wrong with them acting within the framework of the law to ensure that they do their job? Why is policing a problem to Terrence Williams? I don't see Terrence Williams or Hamish Campbell for that matter, and I don't know why he's in Jamaica. Why don't he go back home to England? Why is Hamish Campbell and Terrence Williams having a problem with our police officers doing their job? The small amount of the police officers who are called every day and night, to go out and confront the most violent situations are going to be the same police officers who are held accountable. And even when this guy, this overzealous guy and his agency has done their due diligence, they can't find nothing untoward. I want to know what is it that Terrence Williams wants. What does it matter if they're involved in 100 shootings as long as they're in the clear? This is not a situation where you can argue, as he was arguing on a lot of his elitist friends were arguing once upon a time, that these guys were not held to account. You are the person now responsible for holding them accountable. Hold them accountable if there's evidence to hold them accountable. But because you can't find anything to vilify are to substantiate what you've always been saying, which was absolutely bullshit from the beginning, now you seek to impugn, vilify, demonize without any evidence.
And people wonder why there's so much crime in Jamaica. Because this guy has not gotten a visit from any criminals yet. This guy hasn't gotten a visit from any shooter yet. But for the vast majority of people in Jamaica who are suffering, this has got to come as a wake-up call right here. This particular expose has got to come as a... Because when your police officers do due diligence, they should be rewarded. They should be commended. They should be commended. What we don't need is a Terrence Williams sitting in an air-conditioned office, spouting off at the mouth, or an interloper like Amish Campbell coming to our country and telling us how to do anything when he's never faced a bullet or a gun pointing at him in his entire career. More to say.